borough administrator of Norristown contacted the interim city manager about the First Suburbs project, seeks housing, education, and infrastructure policies and funding streams that help to promote greater socioeconomic balance and diversity throughout southeastern Pennsylvania. Of particular interest to Coatesville is subsidized housing inequities, whereby over 50% of subsidized housing in Chester County is located in the city. This inequity has caused a lowering of real estate property values as well by creating socioeconomic and financial inequities for the citizens of the community. This effort is to change the HUD Housing Choice Voucher Program, which provides subsidized vouchers to income eligible persons to allow them to afford a rental unit. In theory, it is a good program. However, in practice, the program has resulted in the concentration of vouchers in a small number of communities such as Pottstown and Norristown in Montgomery County and Coatesville in Chester County. Norristown and Pottstown are joining efforts with First Suburbs of southeastern Pennsylvania to seek a meeting with U.S. Congressman Jim Gerlach on June 10th at the Montgomery County Community College West Campus in Pottstown. The purpose is to ask Representative Gerlach to publicly endorse First Suburbs' efforts to change the fair market rent formula, which is the policy used by HUD. Proposed letter to representatives will be signed by Norristown, Pottstown, and Coastal is attached to council consideration. Staff is recommending that the council authorize the interim city manager to sign this letter for the city to participate with these two communities and with the First Suburbs of southeastern Pennsylvania to promote greater socioeconomic balance and diversity throughout the southeast of the Commonwealth.
Mr. Sims, I might miss, I did not know this. But Patsy Ray told me today that she has represented the city on this First Suburbs project for a couple of years and has attended all of the meetings. So I didn't know that the city was had some participation there, but I don't know how much the city has authorized in a kind of formal presentation there.
I did not say that.
When it first started, I was a part of, I've been a part of from the minister. Then when I became on the city, I came for all the meetings. I came back and invited people. I was not sitting there as a city representative. He just understood.
I understand. I just want to make sure I'm clear. Going to the meetings is different than representing the city.
Yeah, the city was not a part of the meetings.
This is something that I have heard different people say about the problem with having 51% of all subsidized housing in Chester County reside in Coatesville. And this is to just give a forum for us to join the efforts of two other communities that face the very same situation to try to have a meeting with Representative Gerlach to try to get some participation from our national figures to put pressure on HUD to change the way that they do the voucher systems so as to put out a better ratio of these vouchers throughout the communities rather than trying to concentrate or having them concentrated in one community. The vouchers are such that the people are allowed to go wherever they wish. If you get a voucher in Lancaster County, for example, then you can come to Coatesville. If you get one in Pittsburgh, you can come to Coatesville. And there are a lot of people who are coming here because the rent is much lower here, and they find it much better to come here. But it is figured a different way to figure the vouchers, so that they spread it out throughout Chester County in other ways that would reduce the dependency on Coatesville, then that could change the socioeconomic situation within the city, and I believe for these people that have the vouchers. So what I am requesting is for council to authorize me to sign this letter to send it to Representative Gerlach for the meeting in June.
I'm all for that, because I think, I mean, we all got the email, and there was a couple links, particularly, I believe it was Westchester County, New York, is that correct? Where in that particular county, they didn't allow any, it seemed like there wasn't any HUD housing.
Well, I can mention that, because I'm from Westchester County, I was born and raised there. And Westchester County is one of the richest counties in the state of New York. And for a very, very long time, they practiced redlining. They also did, they had major pockets of areas where, you know, I guess through zoning, and also through regular practices, they were able to keep out low-income housing. So you have traditionally communities that, as long as I can remember growing up, never had any of their fair share of low-income housing. And what they would do is concentrate pockets in what they would call, classify as some of the more urban areas. And that was traditionally where everybody went, you know. If you were, you got your voucher at that time, you had vouchers and you had certificates. That's issued from HUD through the Housing Authority, and then the Housing Authority has listings of where housing is, and you just get sent there. You don't get sent anywhere else. Even though, by law, if you could afford it, that certificate or that voucher, you can go anywhere. And by law, so long as you can make the rent, a landlord cannot refuse you. That's against the laws. Steps all over fair housing practices. However, again, through institutional ways of thought, you had Housing Authority directing on purpose the people to go to certain areas. That's how you get major concentrations. So, and I've heard that you know, in just growing up, even before, you know, coming on with the city, that there are areas in this county that do the same thing.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, Westchester County is one of the richest counties in the country, isn't it? Chester County is the richest county in Pennsylvania, and one of the top 25 in the country.
Number 24.
So we're pretty much along the same lines, where it seems like everything is funneled towards certain geographic areas. And what that does is it goes against, I think, everything that HUD stands for, which is to try and eliminate segregation. But right now, what you're doing is, by funneling into certain areas, you're basically segregating. Which I think that we need to jump on this, and, you know, because it's unfortunate that, you know, we have to bear the expense, because we have to provide public services for all this, that, you know, and there's no tax base there, so.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do HUD or anyone help us out, like give us extra money for housing 51%? Crime will go up, that's clearly known. So if you're going to put 51%, how about you help and hire 10 officers for us or something like that?
The Up Street Housing Project was here, I remember in 1989, we did an analysis. We had the police department do an analysis. 39% of all police cars were up to the Up Street Housing Project.
Now, that was another affordable housing apartment building in the city of Goodwill.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's another affordable housing apartment building.
It paid no tax.
It paid no tax.
Well,
no tax.
I want to add one thing, Mr. Simpson.
Yes.
There is, and I know a lot of people, because I've done this for years in the past, people interchange the name low-income housing and affordable housing.
That's true.
Affordable housing, in the true sense, is housing that middle America affords. So in other words, a new school teacher, a brand new police officer, that's what you call affordable housing, which even the commissioners have said in the past that there is not enough affordable housing in Chester County, because you have people who sometimes can't even afford to live in Chester County, but at the same time have jobs here. That's totally different than low-income housing. Low-income housing is now more associated with Section 8.
Okay, but we're talking about low-income housing.
Yes, yes, but I'm saying...
That's what we're talking about.
No, no, no.
They're saying it's affordable housing.
That's low-income.
That, right.
Because a new police officer in the city of Coatesville probably wouldn't qualify for that apartment.
No, no, I'm not arguing with you. What I'm saying is, people...
Because it makes...
They use the affordable housing and low-income housing as if, you know, as it's interchangeable. And it's not. And I agree exactly with what you're saying. You know, that, what the gentleman was talking about, he was calling it affordable housing. But anytime you start to say vouchers, HUD, that's low-income housing.
Okay, so it's low-income housing, no matter how you slice it. Which is, I'll address that later. We need to go to this meeting. Does council agree that, let Mr. Reed sign this and attend this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, all right, let's do it.
I've got a couple of staff people who also want to attend, I'll take them. They're very interested in it.
And I'm not gonna take a ban, all right?
You have a...